This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
How did you handle it? How did you feel? How did Stoney's wife walked out of the room? She couldn't watch. I was standing up and pacing, and then I did the coach's stance. You know, I got I got in the
crouch.
Crouch. I was bent over, hands on knees. Those of you watching on Twitch and YouTube can see. I got into this like what was I gonna do? I don't know, but it felt
apparently
like
get an exam.
Felt like that helped in the moment. But yeah. I could not sit still.
No, I couldn't sit still. I was, I stayed on the couch, but I kept adjusting. My feet were up on an ottoman. I took them off the ottoman. I was swearing at the TV. I was trying to calm myself down. I was doing my own little play-by-play. It was just, it was nerve-wracking. It was as nerve-wracked as I've been since Monday night.
It's so funny because, well, the thing about it is you get time between plays in football, I mean, it's the same thing. There's a wait between plays. I feel like the wait between pitches in baseball is the excruciating part, and I don't know that that's the excruciating part of football.
Even with the pitch count, did it seem yesterday like they were a little more forgiving with that, like before they started the pitch count?
The pitch clock?
Yeah, pitch clock, sorry. Right. It seemed like there were lots of added tension that it wouldn't have expected in a normal baseball game, but I think they allowed for.
Well, I don't know about that. I just know that I was tense in a way that was so unfamiliar because it had been so long. Kang, here's the thing about Kang. Kang has a routine that when he gets home, and are you busy? I shouldn't come to you now. We'll come to you later. Kang has a routine when he gets home, but he didn't follow it because he didn't want to rock the boat, because when he got home, Tigers were up 3-0.
Well, listen, these things happen,
yes,
right?
Yep.
So on the way home, I stopped off and picked up some tacos, being that it was National Taco Day and Taco Tuesday. And I sit down at my kitchen island. I got the game on. Sit down just in time to see, you know, the first batter. I'm like, okay. And I start to eat the tacos. And they start scoring. And I'm like, well, I can't stop. Right. I got more than I was going to eat in one sitting. So I'm like, okay, I'll keep going here. And I'm chewing a little slower. I'm like, I don't want to Hulk out on tacos here. But I felt at some point, am I supposed to go out and get more tacos? Because it was working.
That's the sacrifice Gator was willing to make. He was going to keep eating tacos. Yeah.
But they got through that inning and they got the three runs. And I'm like, I'm pleasantly plump. I can sit down and
plump.
Let's hope I don't have to go back to the tacos for later in the game.
Let's go to Will in Westland. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Will.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up?
I just think I burned about 2,000 calories burning a hole in my rug walking back and forth in my living room last night.
Isn't it weird? Why does baseball bring this out in us? Because I was walking around the living room and getting into the ready position like I was going to do something. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's why I just think baseball is the greatest sport. The up and downs and the triumphs at the end and the agony and then just the happiness. It was a good time, but yeah, a lot of pressure.
Yes, it was. And that ninth inning, as soon as Alvarez doubled to start the ninth, I'm like, of course. Of course. They've kind of been quiet in the later innings. Of course they're going to put a runner on base. And I'm like, all right, just remember that doesn't matter. The run doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but I was also thankful that he can't run.
Yes, but you know, again, and then they get first and third, a little bleeder. And I mean, there was a moment, I can't remember who it was, it flew out to left to Riley Green with runners at the corners and just got his bat on it. And the trajectory of that ball off the bat, I'm like, this is going to be one of these balls that drops for a double. It's not going to be a double off the wall. It's not going to be a rope. It's going to be one of those balls that just fades away from your outfielder, lands with English on it, scurries into foul territory, two-run score, and the winning runs at second. I was so happy when Riley Green caught that ball just because of my own paranoia. The ball off the bat looked like a double to me.
I don't think it's easy to play left field in that ballpark.
Probably not.
And certainly not in the middle of the day when you've got the daylight peeking through that kind of shows in the outfield. It's like the old stadium the Cowboys played in.
Yep.
And you can see the shadows and the light.
Texas Stadium.
Yeah, exactly. And they got all this light is there. And that left field wall is giant. And that's with a scoreboard on it, that can't be easy to play either. And I thought that maybe you played Riley a couple times last night.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
Play Riley and Parker Meadows. They had the one that looked like Parker Meadows was playing the carom. Riley jumped and the ball then went towards center field for some weird reason.
That was the Alvarez double, right?
Yeah. You know, the ball hit the wall and it went all metric. And I'm
yes.
like,
I'm like, well, that's odd. And then there was another one that was a fly ball to a shallow blooper to left that Riley Green was coming in on. And he didn't dive for it. He just played it. But he also played it like he was going to catch it. So it froze the runner at second, which was brilliant.
SMRT.
Yeah, really smart. But I'm wondering, could he or should he have even tried to dive at that? Because it does bounce and it's a few feet in front of him. I felt like he could have, but I'm okay because it worked out. Everything works out.
248-539-9797. Ben, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Ben.
Yeah, no way I could watch or listen to it on the radio. I put it on my phone, that ESPN app. And as that ninth inning progressed, you know, I kept refreshing. And then, you know how you look at that app and it shows the inning and the outs in the middle, and I was waiting for that, you know, to be final, right?
Yeah.
And it just kept delaying, and I'm like, I'm hoping they're changing pitchers here because I think it showed, like, the two dots, the guys on second and third. It was just excruciating, length of it.
And then you get a third dot, you're like, no! The three dots.
Yeah, no more dots.
And then you hear ball in play. No.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It is. It's crazy how, you know, I guess it's with baseball, there's just so much waiting between plays. That's why it just, you know, it's excruciating to watch when your team is. I'd love to be able to watch one of these games when I have no, you know, and treat it like when I'm watching a team that I have no interest in, and I can just sit there and see how it plays out.
You can do that with all the other playoff games. But what's funny is, Ben, I'm watching this going, if this is a regular season game and the Tigers are up 3-0 in the late innings or going to the ninth, I'm like, I'm kind of kicking back with my hands behind my head in a regular season going, you know, whatever, in a regular season game. But that was unbelievable.
It's when the leadoff hitter gets on, everything changes, right? You get the first out, and then somebody hits a double. I don't really care, but leadoff double. Oh,
right.
Everything tightens up. Things start to go back inside your body that you don't expect. It's not good.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I felt fine the entire game. I only had to change my underwear immediately after the game was over. I mean, playoff baseball is the best, worst thing ever.
Yep.
And you talk about hits. I don't care. If there's any velocity off of Astros players' bat in the ninth inning,
yep.
Anything. Because I'm scared. Because in baseball, you don't know where the ball is going. That last hit by Hayward, no one had any idea where that ball was going.
You just got to tell me Torque is positioned correctly.
But Torque was in the perfect spot, and he knew where the ball was going, so he felt fine. As soon as the ball was hit, he's like, okay, game over. Yep. As a fan,
we don't know.
Oh, my God.
By the time they cut to the shot, yes, the ball was already in Torque's glove.
Yes.
Like, that's a rope. That's going to score all three.
I'm telling you, any ball on the ground, in the air, I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I need to see it in a Tiger's mitt, you know, to be safe.
Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Hey, I want to tell you guys about a great experience I had recently with a local company. That local company is Precision Garage Door. I needed new garage doors, and there was only one place to call, Precision Garage Door. They're awesome. They're available weekends at no extra charge. They offer the industry's leading warranty. All calls are answered 24/7. But you can also schedule your appointment on their website for a time that's going to work for your schedule. You're not dependent on them. They want to work with you, which is awesome. The whole crew is so easy to work with. They helped me pick out the perfect doors, and I could not be happier. Do what I did. Call Precision Garage Door today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit precisiondoormi.com and schedule that appointment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.